Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. This is a Relevant Ramble episode, and in these episodes, we just relevantly ramble about a topic, any topic in higher education. Usually we touch on a lot of different articles or anything that's happening, but we just went down a trip on memory lane of crazy college stories. So right now we're actually Googling some college stories that are online, and Kiki is about to read one, and we just thought it'd be just great for y'all to really experience what, and all colleges aren't like this. They're not all crazy, but crazy things do happen. They do.
A group of friends and I, and this is from 11 years ago. Is this us? Okay.
I know, right?
A group of friends and I were bored one night and lacked drugs and alcohol. Good for them. We had to find something
drugs
to do.
Drugs too? Dang. Sorry.
No, they said they lacked it. So they weren't doing those things.
Okay.
They were not doing these things. So good for them. Okay.
Okay.
So we had to find something to do. Someone threw out the idea that we should try. It's long, y'all. We should try to get into the stadium and onto the field. We figured that'd be pretty fun, but we weren't sure how to do it. One friend said his pal got in through the steam tunnels. Okay. I don't know if they have these at other schools, but we have these tunnels running underground. We may have had these at Elon. We didn't know. Look, okay, they're underground tunnels that transport steam around or something. They're commonly called the steam tunnels. We all knew what he was referring to. And they see it seemed like a solid plan to all of us. So six of us, they grab their jackets and head out, okay? After finding the manhole closest to the stadium, we begin our adventure. I pried the cover off the hole and we start piling in. Two people are on the ladder and someone spots some headlights. It was a cop car. I threw the cover back on and we told them to get down and stay quiet. Their first instinct is that we're messing with them, naturally. As soon as the cover was back on, the Mexican of the group is already running out of sight. The three of us casually walked away and called the two underground on our phones. Whoa, so people were like, they were like stuck underground for real. Okay.
What?
They instantly became terrified. 5 or so minutes later, and the area was clear to proceed with our plan. The lid comes off again, and the other four of us climb in. As soon as we dropped below ground level, there was a major increase in temperature. All the walls around us are so hot to the touch, and the air was hard to breathe. Our heavy jackets didn't make the situation any better.
Is this going to be a hard story? I'm sorry. I'm starting to sweat. Go ahead.
I know. It's long, too. This is it's juicy. I feel like we're on YouTube doing a story time. From where we were, there were two paths to take. We obviously chose the one that went towards the stadium and continued our journey. The tunnels reminded us of old mine shafts, very thin and short, with dead light bulbs periodically on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. The walls on either side of us were lined with pipes, probably for the steam. Touching those was a bad idea. After a few minutes of walking in pitch black tunnels, we came to an intersection of sorts. There was a ladder that led to the surface and another dark tunnel continuing in the direction of the stadium. Three of us stayed to look out the manhole and see where we were, while the other three followed the dark tunnel. One guy climbed up the ladder to lift the cover, but to no avail. Out the holes of the cover was a starry night sky and not a building in sight. We figured, oh well, and went to catch up with the other three. As soon as we start down the dark tunnel, they come rushing back with their fingers on their lips, telling us to stay quiet. They look as if they'd seen a ghost. Worse, they saw cops in the tunnels.
What?
They're talking on the radio about some hooligans in the tunnels, us. Well, we all turned back the way we came in, but there was suddenly the sound of a cover coming off a manhole. At this point, we figured we were in trouble.
Busted.
As the same tunnels are major trespassing territory. We go back into the dark tunnel. They saw the first cops in. They were gone this time around, thankfully. All of our hearts are racing as we scurry down these hot black tunnels. After numerous turns and maneuvers over pipes, we come to another intersection. We all group under the ladder and climb up one by one. Thankfully, this time the cover came off. We all file out of the hole and look around. Cars are driving by on the nearby street. People are walking on the sidewalks. I have no idea why none of them thought nothing of us, but whatever. We managed to get out of the situation clean, minus some dirt and grime from the tunnels. we're planning on going back next semester when football is all done with. Like, you're going to do that again? That's like, that's kind of like a, I thought it was going to be worse than that.
Me too. It sounded scary.
But that was kind of intense. Like, I don't think, like, we did some, like, fun stuff. Because that was, like, our friend group was like that. Like, we didn't have to go out to be partying. We made our own fun.
Yeah,
that kind of sounds
stuff.
Like, right, that's not something stuff. We would do. Right. Like, we did things above ground.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into a steam tunnel because steam when
can burn
when
you.
It can burn you. That associates with hot. I don't understand why we'd be going underground. I'd be like, steam what? I would have just been like, well, we can just go out to eat on campus. I would have kept real G at that point. That is not for me. Not for me. I found this other one. Let me see if it's funny or not. This is real old. I was in college in 1997. I was 7 years old.
Yeah, I'm six.
Ooh, okay. 1997. So, like, not long before that, they were, like, writing paper. Handwritten paper.
Typewriters. Like, paper, written papers and typewriters.
Yo, can you imagine that? Writing, having to type up. So, my grandpa had an old typewriter, and I used to, like, play, like, on it just for fun. But if you mess that thing up, you have to, like, put whiteout on it and then, like, go back and retype over it. Or some people would just retype. Can you imagine having to do that and then having to do, like, a 16-page paper? There's no way. Like, I don't know. The mental tenacity that people had back in the day to do stuff like that. But anyway.
You're right.
Back on the story. I was in college in 1997. I ordered a pizza from a college town pizza chain one Saturday night from my dorm. The only payment I had was a check.
In 1997, like, a college student's coming out with checks.
Oh, man, this is so dated. This is hilarious. Like, oh, this hurts. The only payment I had was a check. I didn't have cash or a credit card. The pizza was ridiculously cheap. I want to say it was $6.95, but back then it could have been $4.95. I don't remember. The important thing is the 0.95 cents. I rounded the check. I rounded the check up to the next dollar. Yes, I wrote a check for $5 for a $4.95 pizza, or maybe $6 for a $5.
But you know what's crazy, though?
Crazy.
Like, back then, they didn't, like, checks like that.
No.
So if you didn't have money in your account, like, right, I don't think it would have mattered. Like, you know, like, these days, we use our, like, I'm sure in college, like, I probably used my debit card for, like, a $5 purchase and got declined. Like,
yeah. So this guy says, either way, it was horrible. I remember the delivery guy was super friendly. I was new at school, and he was commiserating with my move-in situation. And after I handed him the check, the delivery guy goes, wait, I have some change for you. And me, I said, oh, no, keep the change. And the delivery guy goes, no, here's your nickel. I have never been more ashamed in my life.
It's like, wait, how does that exchange even work, though? Like, it's not like you handed him a bill, a $5 bill.
I have never been more ashamed in my life. This episode still comes up when I try to sleep. I have tipped the max ever since.
It was like, I don't want this nickel. Like, thank you.
I'm sorry. Just this whole exchange. Anybody who's graduated in 1997, I'm so sorry. But it's just this whole... It's so funny because checks are like... No one really uses checks, like, compared to back then. So it's just so funny to just hear this whole thing transpiring. Especially if we have, like, a Gen Z audience. They're like, I don't even know how to write one. You know what I mean? It's just so funny to me. I don't know why, but that just tickled me so much.
I mean,
that was a good, innocent one.
I've never used a check before. So.
Really?
I'm not Gen Z. I've never had a checkbook before. I don't know. Like, I
really?
Feel like when I first got never written a check before. Nope.
Wow. No. I've written checks. No, I have written checks. I don't know what I was checking, but I wrote checks, and then I think the last Then I actually learned that you have to get a banker's check when you're taking out like a really, really big amount of money out of the bank account. Uh-huh. I forgot like how much, but it was like for the when me and Warren got wedding for her wedding. And they're like, you got to get a bank check. And I was like, I think I'm even saying it right. I could be saying it wrong. Someone from 1997, let me know. But you had to get like a bank check and to bring that large amount of money in for it. So, but I've used checks, and usually you use checks if you start like a new job and they want to do like a direct deposit, you put it in there. I guess there's another way you could do it too, but that's what I have them for. That's what I keep my old thing for. So, that's hilarious. That really one more side tangent. Cool. Have you ever watched that movie Blank Check?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
wait,
man.
That from Disney?
It probably was from Disney. It was a kid who bumped into this guy. He's like some criminal. And then like he like almost ran him over and he was on a bike. He's like, here, kid, I'm so, so sorry. Here's some money for you to buy a new bike. But he signed the check, but he didn't put the money in the check. So the kid was sitting there like sweating and he's like, So then he like, puts it in his like little printer on his computer. He would have been really good because I jack up printers if I'm just printing labels. So he put the check in his computer and typed in like some crazy like $1 million or something like that. And he went in and cashed the check. And then it actually worked. So he ended up getting like a mansion and all this other cool stuff, like crazy parties.
Yeah.
It's a funny movie. It's a funny movie. Wouldn't happen today because no one really carries checks.
Exactly. And people like literally look at that stuff like a lot more.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more security, but that I haven't seen the movie before, but I've heard of it though.
Yeah. The movie would be called Cash App now.
Zelle, the movie. I'm trying to think of crazy stories. Like before we started recording, Kim and I were talking about I don't remember the whole story. Neither one of us can remember the whole thing. But yeah, our group of friends, like in college, I don't know where we came up with things. Like we were very vanilla in a good way, you know,
like have fun. And I like vanilla.
We have fun. Yeah. I mean, I do like we have fun.
A little bit of Jimmy's baby. It was so cool. It was fun.
Yeah, we had fun though. We acted up in ways like, okay, so I don't know if it's the same night or not, but we were like running. So it was like a boys versus girls thing. And I don't know how it started, but I could be mixing stories, but we were going to like somebody was like trying to pull a prank. And one of our friends was like, not really feeling it because her at the time boyfriend, they were like kind of dressed up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like someone like knocked on the door. Her then boyfriend like opened the door and he got pied or like got thrown on him. And that like started a whole thing. I don't even remember exactly how it started,
but it led to World War.
It was like we were like jumping in our cars, like driving to Walmart. We're like running through Walmart. I think we're trying to like buy stuff to like get them back, like water balloons and like water guns. But we're running through Walmart like mad people.
Yeah, and they were in there.
The boys
remember?
Were in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's how we got scared. And, oh, you know who else was there? Oh, what was her name? Marianne?
Oh, Rebecca.
Mary Rebecca. And she was, one girl was about to go in. She was like, we need to get these crickets and throw it in the car. I was like, hey, girl. I was like, I'm not trying to make an enemy. She was about
like,
to go.
We want to keep it like, these are still like, we're cool with them. We want to just get them back. That's funny. Crickets. That would have been
kind of wild, yo.
I remember she was in on it, but we're like running through Walmart. People are looking at us like, what's wrong with these girls? Like they thought something was happening for real, but we're like running through. Cause you're right. I feel like somebody found out that they were in there. So we're like running from them. And then like, yeah, we get in our cars, like run back. I think we had somebody's hat. I don't know. It was like crazy.
We did.
But like somehow we ended up like back on campus.
On the field. Someone messaged like meet us at the field at whatever time. And you know what? I actually remember this part because I was in rare form. So it was like I think someone had like a fake sword, someone had like water or something, someone had like whipped cream, And then like the three guys assembled. They're like, yeah, y'all ready? Yeah, y'all ready? And it was just like, we're all just standing there. And I was just so pissed about my hair because I had whipped cream my hair early that day. I was like, I just ran forward like an idiot. And someone hit me like, boop, with the sword. But then it just
It was like West Side Story.
Oh, that was wild. And then we all smelled like whipped cream. That was gross.
And I'm like, I can't remember. I feel like that was the day before we went on gospel choir tour. Like that tour that we went like a whole bunch of states.
I thought it was before graduation.
Oh, you did say that. Okay, maybe this happened twice then. Sorry, this was not a cohesive story because this happened more than one time. That's why I can't keep it together. Because there was definitely a day. Because there's a picture of me wearing like Eugene's hat in the bus. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we took his hat from one of those things.
You did. I remember hearing that story. I wasn't in that story, but I remember it was you and some other people in on that.
Yeah, like Jess and Manny.
Mm-hmm.
But I can be confusing stories. But yeah, we running around Burlington, North Carolina, acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
BJ was definitely there because she was the way we were getting around. So I know she was definitely in this because we didn't have anybody's car until like
yo.
My
shout out,
year, maybe.
Shout out to BJ because she was the illest transportation for cookout and
really?
And having those cookout eggnog shakes. I never started liking eggnog till those eggnog milkshakes were so good.
Yeah.
One more memory that I do remember. I'm not sure if you were there. It's because I think you might have been a freshman at this point. I think you were a freshman, and you know how everybody would have like an RA event. But people would, no one would ever show up. So I think it was like Jeremiah, this other girl, their event. And Jeremiah was like, we're going to have a DJ there and everything else. So we all went there and it was some random St. Patrick's Day celebration. So it was like everything was all green. People made green eggs for like green eggs and ham. Like it was like, and this was in Daniel Lee Commons. And I'm not sure if it was Faith's friends were in town or Jess's friends were in town, but it was just like a small group of us. No one else showed up that was supposed to be there, but we had so much fun. I think the craziest thing I remember was, that was when I found out Brenna was crazy. Some song came on, she's like, this is my jam, this is my jam. And she started like doing laps around the room. I was like, is she okay?
No, she's not okay. She's doing the cat daddy.
Yes, because that's when the Cat Daddy came out. Cat Daddy came out, was out back then. What was it like? G Slide with Lil Mama was out.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, it was like we had a good time. I know we probably played Right There.
I'm doing
still my joint. Over here. Yeah. That's still my joint to this day. It just goes so hard.
But I feel like those are the best times when it's like people had, because like most of our friends were RAs at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the best things were when people's residents didn't show up and you just hang out like with each
other. And we would show up because it was free food.
Exactly. It was free food. And we'd be like, yeah, we got you. We'll be there.
We'll support.
That's funny.
Yeah. Take like a box of pizza after.
Yeah, exactly. You got food for the crib later. Man. I'm trying to think of other stories, but.
Well, side ratchet story. Remember Midnight Meals?
Yes.
So for y'all who don't know, we had midnight meals. It was every Thursday. And then they would have like entertainment till like midnight or a little past midnight or whatever. So it'd be like either like crazy bingo games where they had like banging stuff or like that was like Xbox being gambled away, gamble being won, or like open mics, all this other stuff. So at midnight meals, they also would have a free meal. So it was just free food. Mm-hmm. So I remember, I forgot who I was with. And we were going to refill our plate. The food was in the hallway and the food is self-serve. All we could see was this boy running away. He had a big, a big clear bag and it was all the nuggets. He put all the nuggets in the clear bag. And as soon as he heard someone coming, he bolted out of that area. We were like, like he just left the sauce out. Like he took all the nugget.
Wait, that was like the rest of the food?
Yeah, he took like the whole, there was like a whole like metal tray of nuggets. He dumped them all in this big clear, I don't even know where he got that clear bag. It was a big clear bag. And he just booked it. And I was like, well, you know what? Maybe he needed it more than us.
That's hilarious. Like, I never thought about people like, yeah, you, the food was just out there in the hallway. You're right. Mm-hmm. And like, anybody could just came and like grabbed all the trays, or like, yeah, grabbed everything, and be like, no food left.
Yo. That's and funny. Then, and the last other funny thing I can just remember. Remember when they did Club Belk?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was that one random night before exams, and then they decided to like play music and make the whole bottom floor turn into like a part. Belk was the name of the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, Belk is the name of the library. And usually people would be joking around like, you going to Club Belk tonight? Because it means you're pulling a late night for papers. So they actually turned it into a club. It wasn't really a club. They just played some rave music and it started going, right? I think I took a picture of it. I started playing the music. Some people are starting to dance on top of tables, but why, like, dead serious. One guy is typing a paper, like, dead focused. It, like, someone's standing right next to him, Kiki, and he's just like,
just dancing. Like, right.
Focused right in this paper. I was like, is he really for real? Is he kidding? I'm like, this guy is on some kind of medication, because I'm like, he's not reading the room. He could have went upstairs.
You're probably like, I was here first. I'm not moving.
He's like, I got this. I got this 11:59 deadline. I am not. I am not about to lose it. Mm-mm. But it was the craziest thing. Someone is literally standing on the table next to him. And he's on the computer just like gunning this paper on Microsoft Word. I was about to go over there and be like, well, you know, I hope you get an A.
Right? Exactly. Like, good for you, pal. This is what school is about. Academics.
Not clubbing in the library, but I think like the school press, we were going to do that another year too, but I think someone like broke a printer.
Oh, for real?
I think so.
Elon got that money. They could have kept doing that.
I don't know.
I just remember speaking of that, like, I feel like it was you and me. I don't know if Faith was there or not, but like you and me were like pulling an all-nighter, like an all-nighter. And we stayed up like all night, and it was like 7 a.m. And we were like, the sun is up. I feel like you like went into your room.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, where we were, it was like there was no windows. Either your door was open or you like opened your door. And we're like, the sun is coming up. Look, I vowed never to do an all-nighter ever again. I did not pull an all-nighter. That was junior year.
That happened.
We were just like sitting in the common room. Like we were like probably laughing, having a good time, not doing work fully.
Yeah.
But then we're like, okay, we got to get to work.
I still remember that all-nighter, because I think that was the last all-nighter that I think I had left. Like,
before you graduated?
Ever. No, ever in my life. Okay. I was like, after that, I was like, I can't do this. I'm young, but I cannot. This is not sustainable. It was like, I had like a mental talk with myself where I was like, this is not sustainable. I cannot be doing this to myself. Yeah. I can't go on like this. Like, I just can't, because you reach that wall and you just can't keep pushing, but you have to, because you got to finish. But you're just like, this, I never want to be in this state ever. I feel slightly lucid. Like, this is just stupid. And I remember, you're right, it turned into daybreak. And I was like, oh no, Kiki, he's getting light. You're like, no. And you ran into the room and you closed the blinds just so like that will fake us out.
Like, it's not light outside. I remember that. Now, I don't know when it was, but yeah, I feel like my senior year, I was like, I'm not pulling all-nighters anymore. I couldn't do it. Because we had a lot of, like, Kimmy and I have a lot of friends who were communications majors, I guess our communications majors were. And they would spend like all night in the editing studios. And sometimes we'd be down there with them, just be like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
I guess it was fun when you didn't have to work, like do homework. Right. And you could take a nap while they're like, they just like want us to keep company with them. I think just like, can you just be down here with me? So it was fun when you didn't have work to do. But if you were down there working too, like, I feel like there was definitely, and it's like anybody's story, I'm sure, but like walking from, what's it called? McEwen.
Mm-hmm.
Like in our sweats, like walking back to our rooms, we're like, we're about to get an hour nap, and then like that's 8 a.m. like, we're gonna get an hour nap, and then I have a 10:30 class.
That is it.
Yeah. No. I vowed never to do all nighters in my senior year.
No, I can't do it. I remember you just made me think of McEwen. There was one night, and this was my senior year because I had the car. It was one night when you were supposed to go with Faith to McEwen, and she was going to do some project and stay there late and then probably leave like maybe around 1 or 12. Because then it was like maybe 9 o'clock or something, right? And that was a night that I didn't have no work. So I was like, well, I'm about to be by my business. I'm not staying out late. And right. Then you, I don't know what happened with you and Faith. Y'all got in an argument. And then Faith just starts quick walking. She's like, that's fine, Cammie. Just take me to McEwen. Just take me to McEwen. She's just like walking. That was for the first time Faith was just walking in like a rampage. She was walking faster than me. I was like, all right, cool. We're going to get to the car. And then I'm like, well, how are you going to get back to the dorm by yourself? She's like, come on, Cammie, come on. I said, hold up, Faith. How are you going to get back? Come on now, Cammie, come on. And I was like,
this is country accent.
I was like, did I just get roped? I was like, did I literally just get roped into hanging out with you? I don't have no work. Cammie, come on. It's not going to take that long.
And then like 10 hours later, you're still in there. You stay with her?
I did. It was like, and I was like, Faith, I got an hour. Like, I got an hour and a half max. Like, I don't even know how you made, I was supposed to be the driver. And then you tricked me to go with you. And then I'm here. Like, this was literally as I'm walking out the door. Because it was just like, I didn't want her to go by herself. Because was that the year that we were having issues with, not on my campus? I think we were having issues that year. So it was like, I'm not going to have her walk back by herself. Especially because where we lived, all the way from McEwen, it was a good walk. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird. And also, I remember seeing like coyotes at one point. And then what? I saw wildlife like starting sophomore year. Sophomore year, I saw a hawk and I was walking to class and he was huge and he was attacking like a squirrel. I was like, oh, that's a hawk. And I was like, oh, that's a hawk. And so I kept walking because I was going, I was taking a back way and I didn't want to be next. And then the third year, I saw like a bunch of deer at night, which is pretty cool. I think I was like getting a ride with Jerry and like he pulled the lights on. I think it was Andrea was maybe there too. And you can see all the deer like in the back on the field. It was my last year. I was going to the car. I don't know who was riding with me or where we were going. And I saw like a coyote in the distance. I was like, all right, I'm done.
About coyotes. Well, mm-hmm. my biggest encounter with wildlife was a squirrel in front of, what was that dining hall that was near Staley?
Near Stan.
I can't remember what it was called, but Elon is covered. We always joke that there was like more squirrels than students on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like did not care. Like the squirrels were like people. Like they're like, what do you want? You know? And so I'm trying to go into the dining hall and the squirrel's like by the trash can, on the trash can, and the trash can's by the door. And I do not like squirrels. So I like walked up and I just like stood there and I just like, we had a staring contest for like probably like 2 minutes. And I was like contemplating life. I'm like, how do I get in here without this squirrel attacking me? I just like ended up running in. But he was just like buck. Like he just did not care that I was coming up. Like he didn't jump or like run away. He just stood there like, I'm eating. Do what you got to do or I'm gonna get you. So yeah, the squirrels there were real buck.
They did not care. I remember it. what was his name? I think his name was like Taylor. He was a class president. He was walking somebody and a squirrel just jumped on his leg.
What?
Yes. They don't care. Like they're like, no. They're like, y'all pay tuition. We don't. That's your fault.
It's like, this is my habitat. Yeah, Elon's covered in like oak trees. And so there's like naturally acorns. And so there's squirrels everywhere. I did not know someone got attacked by a squirrel or like a squirrel jumped on somebody. Yeah. I would have sued.
And I think Ryan said he was riding his bike. Or was he walking? I can't remember. But one of the squirrels barked at him. He was like, I lied to you not. A squirrel barked. They actually bark. He was like, I was stunned.
I've never heard squirrels make sounds before. Like, except for like, just that. But I've never heard like.
Let me see if I can get it. Hold on. I want to see if I could look it up. Squirrel bark.
It sounds like it's going to be freaky.
Let me see. Squirrel. Yeah, squirrel. It's a thing. Squirrel barking. Hold up.
Oops. Hold on. That's my commercial.
I'm scared. Because if I hear a squirrel bark, I'm going to...
Well, it sounds like he's, like, rubbing his nails together. That's what it sounds like.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
That one's not that loud. It sounds like he's more chirping on this one. Oh. You hear that?
Boy, do it again. Start. I can't. It's not coming in well. Wait, is it bark? It's not. So Ryan must have seen a dog and thought it was a squirrel.
No. It sounds more like a. It sounds more like construction to me. Feels like. That's what it kind of sounds like.
Elon's squirrels were built differently, though. So maybe it did bark at him. Maybe it did bark. But all right. Well, we tried our best with our college story. I don't know why. I can't remember. Like.
Because it's been 10 years, Kiki. It's been a long time. Life.
I guess so. We have more stories like in between, I'm sure. But yeah, if you have any college stories, because we'll try this again. Because, you know, we were going on Reddit, and that's not really like PG, a lot of them. So if you have any, you know, appropriate stories that you want to share, because we want to have a good laugh too. Like, that was good going down memory lane. But, you know, we want to hear your stories, too. You know, that was a little melody. But we want to hear your stories, too. So if you have any, email us. We'd love to hear your funny college stories. And just email us because, you know, we're always going to beg you to email us. Like, we're not, you know, we're just begging you to send us an email. Like, that's it. We want to hear from you, please. So shoot us an email and find us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. It's Y'all Send Podcast. We'd love... Well, we appreciate the support however you support, whether you're sharing, whether you're listening to the episodes, following us on social media, buying our merch on our Shopify store. Yeah, we appreciate your support. Thank you so much. And yeah, we'd just love to hear from you all. Just anything you'd have ideas about that you want to hear. We're happy to take that feedback. But... thank you for listening again, and we'll see you in the next one. See you.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.